It's morning hockey at West Banco Arena as the Nailers take on the Brampton Beast. Time now for the Cellular Solutions coaches interview. DJ Abasell alongside of Nailers head coach Jeff Christian. Jeff, your first swing at this as head coach. How many pots of coffee have you had this morning?
Quite a few, Reg. like I told the guys, I said, listen, if it's your first one, it's going to be loud. The kids scream the entire game. We need focus. This is four games in 4.5 days, really. It's not even 4 and 5 for them with travel. So our plan is to get after them early, be aggressive, but patient in the neutral zone like we always are. But, when they're busting in yesterday and playing 3-3 last weekend, I mean, we got to get after them. So, we got to have it. It's a game like any other. It's huge two points, excuse me, and, we got to have it.
How did you get yourself ready to play a morning game back in your playing career? And realistically, you look at the time, and it's almost like it's a regular practice time.
Right, exactly. And it's just, it's mental. It's a mental toughness. It's basically focus. I wanted to score. I wanted to win. I wanted to dominate. And I remember, like, one game specifically when I played in Youngstown, we went into Tulsa in 05-06, and I think we won 7-5. I think I had 4 or 5 points. Like, it's any other game. These count. The points count. The guy's stats count. The plus-minus counts. A lot of the Pittsburgh brass is coming in today. So it's, they got to perform.
What's it like for an atmosphere having all the kids screaming? Does it make it any tougher for communication?
Well, I haven't been behind a bench yet, but it does, and it's probably remind me of the finals in Allen last year when I took the team to the finals. When we got to the finals with those trumpeters and the horns blowing and everything behind the bench was hard. It was difficult to communicate. I imagine we're going to see that atmosphere today, and I'm sure some of our diehard Nailer fans won't really appreciate the atmosphere as much. I know back in the day, I've heard of actually teams like requesting that season ticket holders donate their tickets back so the kids can go to the game. It's exciting. It's important. Hopefully we can get some young fans out of this and build our fan base back up, to the level where it should be with the quality of product that we're putting on the ice. We had the sellouts in the finals. We understand that the town wants a winner. And we're 6 out of 7 here. We're building the right way. We'd like to see the fans. Really, I know it's football season, but we'd like to see this building packed again. And this is a good way to get a lot of interest in young kids, I guess.
The most recent of those victories was against these Brampton Beast on Sunday afternoon. Your team got off to a good start, 2-0 lead. Brampton came back and tied it. But what about the resiliency of your club, giving up the tying goal and then less than a minute later getting right back out there and retaking the lead?
Well, it's a tribute to the players. It's a tribute to the guys who are here this year. Obviously a lot of new faces and some old faces. Adam Krause stepped up. It's heart. We got a lot of character in this room. Like I said, you just don't go on a bit of a run like this, 6 out of 7, without having great guys, great players, great character, great leadership. I went and got Shala this year for that specific reason. We've talked about that before. Army, we really worked hard to get Army back. Those are the character guys that we wanted this summer back in, and that's why, because they want to win. They want to win for Wheeling. They want to win for the fans. They never give up. We're getting that will to win. And like when you lose 3 1-goal games in the beginning of the year, you're like, oh boy, you don't think you can beat anybody. Excuse me. And then all of a sudden you win 6 out of 7 and you feel like you can't get beat. So there's a fine line there, We've got to keep them humble and keep them working hard. And, they're a resilient bunch, but they really want to do it for each other.
Adam Krause's game-winning goal comes down the right side, makes just a subtle move there, gets himself an opening, finds it, and bangs it in. Is that an AHL-type goal?
Well, it's an AHL-type play in the sense that, I talked to Adam specifically about shooting the puck. I think he's got a great wrist shot. I don't think he utilizes his shot enough. I think sometimes when you come down, you try to do a little too much. I've asked him just to use his speed and keep it simple. That wasn't necessarily a goal where he used his speed, but he did make a nice fake, to, like you said, to open up a little bit of ice. That was basically a one-on-four, if you watch the video. I mean, they had four guys back. Yeah, of course, the goalie's going to say, I want that one back. You know, every goal they want back. But he's got a heck of a wrist shot. He's got a great release, and he needs to shoot the puck more. I told him he should have 10 shots every game. You know, with his speed and the way he can create just that little extra half step to create that space, he should have 10 shots a game. And then the second goal that he scored was just another really high hockey IQ play. He basically got open. You know, like he didn't just stand there in front of the net. He got his stick open. He moved to an open area, and Stern made a great backdoor play. We've got to have more of that. That's thinking the game. That's looking for those backdoor opportunities. It's sharing, you know, the puck, getting your head up and making plays, and that's teaching. You know, like we talk about that every single day. Make those backdoor plays. Don't just shoot the puck at the goalie's chest. You know, like get your head up and make a play.
11-game season series feature a lot of chess matches throughout the year. What adjustments do you see Brampton making today, and how do you adjust as well?
Well, they've got a couple players in the lineup, a couple different names. It's a mentality, you know. You think, the difference between being on the road and being at home. Sometimes when you're at home, you feel like you've got to put on a show for the fans. Sometimes when you're on the road, you feel like, okay, guys, bunker mentality, you know, let's just grind it out and get the win. I don't see Brampton necessarily being a grind team. Not that they won't grind, but they have such great scorers in Marino and Pecan and Najee and a couple other guys that I think they want to run and gun. And, our game is a grind game. So, we're going to get after them on the forecheck. We're going to be patient in the neutral zone, wait for our turnovers and opportunities. And in the D zone, we got to pay the price. It's blocking shots. It's making sure pucks get out. But it's also discipline and not taking dumb penalties, not running around, not trying to do too much. All these things that we talk about every single day. We talk about winning the first period. We talk about scoring the first goal. And this is how, as a coach, sometimes it takes a guy one or two times for it to sink in. Sometimes it takes 100. But that's what we're doing here. We're developing players. You know, we've got a great young team here. We wanted hungry players who wanted to come in and develop and invest in themselves. And that's what we're building. And so far, so good. As far as adjustments today, we're going to have Cargo and net. I thought JP did a fantastic job again. But basically our lineup's the same, and we feel like, look, we beat him two nights ago, we can beat him again today, but we've got to work for it.
Where's Tyler tuning in today?
Well, Tyler was actually at preschool, so she won't be tuning in, but she knows that her dad's thinking about her and that I love her, unfortunately, she won't be tuning in today, but she's having a good time with her friends. You know, they're probably out on the playground doing their thing, you know, just enjoying their day like we all are. It's just it's a huge game today, and all these interdivisional games are so huge. Last night, our friends out in Utah did us a favor and beat Adirondack, and so we got to take care of business today.
Sounds like a plan. Have fun out there, Jeff. I appreciate a few minutes of your time. Best of luck.
Okay, Deej. Thank you.
That was Naylor's head coach, Jeff Christian, in the Cellular Solutions Coaches Interview. It's all part of Respect's Countdown to Face-Off. This is the 25th season of Hockey and Wheeling, presented by the Health Plan on the Naylor's Broadcast Network.